Hey, good day guys, and today's video is going to be about how do you go about launching, starting, and building your own online business. So good day guys, welcome back to another episode of The Business Talk, and this is Shane Mukuna, founder of The Business Video. So in today's video, I just want to share exactly how you can go about from taking your business from a previously brick and mortar and offline kind of setting, and how do you transition into the online e-commerce world. I know it's been a challenging topic for a lot of small business and entrepreneurs in terms of what is the best way to go about, you know, doing and building an online store. Is your market within that space? So firstly, is it a viable market? Because you have built your product already, is the product fitting for an online solution? Those are questions that you're going to have to ask yourself, and that is really much you going back to the drawing board and finding out the answers to that question, because you would be the person that best knows the answers to those questions. So firstly, the first point I would start off with is selecting your online store e-commerce platform. So there are a lot of options out there. If you just put in a Google search and look for online stores, you'll find endless list of results of possible solutions for your online business. But in this case, and for the reasons of simplicity, we're going to focus on Shopify. The reason for that is that Shopify is really much built for small businesses in mind. It doesn't require heavy technical and coding and development experience. It's very much a drop and drag kind of system, as well as you are able to manage and control the platform yourself. There are other platforms out there. For example, there are the likes of Magento, BigCommerce, as well as Squarespace, you know, just to mention a few. But Shopify seems to be the one that really works and is the most feasible and affordable solution for small businesses. So basically what you have to do is to go onto the shopify.com website, and it's an easy three-step process where you sign up for your free Shopify store, and once you have that, you will now start building, designing, and actually launching your online store. Once you have selected the Shopify as the platform, the next thing is to set up and select your theme. So the theme is more or less your design, which is the look and feel of your online store. That could either be in the form of a free theme. I know Shopify has about six options that you can choose and select from, but then also there are paying options, but I think we'll cover that in a later video. So once you have selected your theme, you will now start loading your products onto your online store. So the next steps is then loading those products onto the store. Once you have the products loaded, the most important aspects is ensuring that you have the product description, what the product is, the product title, as well as the product's selling and retail price. And lastly, it's ensuring that you have high quality images and video of the product, as you won't be physically involved in terms of showing new potential customers your products. It's very important that your product page on your online store is optimized and it gives the most relevant information and details in terms of assisting your customer in making that purchase and making that decision. Once you have loaded your products, the next thing is to confirm a payment date. So a payment gateway is a platform that just allows you to select how you will accept payments from customers and clients, whether that is by debit card, credit card, or EFT, as well as there are many other options of payment. But in this case, again, to keep it simple, the easiest solution from a South African point of view would be either going with guys such as PayFast, as well as PayGate. They have very low transactional fees, as well as they have a very simple process of terms of receiving your funds from your online store. And now that you've selected your theme, you've built your store, you've added your product, you have now selected your payment gate, the next step is to find yourself a suitable and affordable courier partner. There are, again, once you put in a Google search for courier partners, you'll have a long list of guys that are able to assist. But just again, in terms of simplicity of this video, you would get the likes of DHL from international delivery standpoint. Costs are a bit higher just in terms of understanding their brand and their costing structure, but there are local logistics and service courier partners, the likes of Courier Guy, Fast and Furious, as well as Dawnwing, just to name a few. So once you've kind of set up all of that, the next thing is then to launch your store. And again, there's a lot of detail in that, and I'll cover that in the next video. But if you have been a business that has been selling your product and have your brand for a number of years, and you are now looking into venturing into the online and e-commerce space, all you have to do is drop a comment in this link below, or feel free to add me on social media, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. My name is Shane Mickner, and thanks again for watching. If you have any other questions on e-commerce, feel free to drop it down below, and we'll be happy to see if we can assist and help you from our side. This is Shane Mickner from The Business Media. Thanks again for logging in and watching our video, and let's learn, work, and grow together. Thanks, bye.